You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Australians to be caught up in a new Trump plan to screen visitors to the US. At least 22 dead in a Morocco building collapse. And in sport, England's cricket team attracts attention for their mid-Ashes campaign break in Noosa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. Australians will be impacted by a new US plan to screen the social media of visitors. US Customs and Border Protection has published a list of possible changes to the country's popular visa-free travel scheme known as ESTA, or Electronic System for Travel Authorization. The Department of Homeland Security is proposing that all visitors applying for an ESTA visa waiver provide these social media histories alongside phone records, email addresses for the past 10 years, and details of family members. CBS immigration expert Camilo Montoya-Galvez says that may persuade some people they don't want to visit after all.
The proposed changes could negatively impact tourism here to the U.S., especially months before the U.S. hosts the World Cup alongside Canada and Mexico next summer.
A proposal to screen some migrants for so-called anti-Australian values is attracting controversy before the coalition's immigration policy is officially announced. Green Senator Nick McKim has told Channel 9 it's a horrible idea.
You can't screen for values. I mean, this is a ridiculous proposition. Part of the coalition's dog whistle policy is to attack migration. This policy is the antithesis of a fair go. It's the antithesis of Australian values, and it should get in the bin where it belongs.
National Senate leader Bridget McKenzie has told Channel 9 a values test is a common sense proposal.
It's time we did have a discriminatory migration scheme. We're all migrants, whether you came here 50,000 years ago, five generations ago, or 15 minutes ago. We need to make sure that everybody is on the same page building a safe and sustainable and prosperous country.
An elderly woman has died in a house fire in Adelaide. South Australian police say the body of the 72-year-old was found after emergency services put out the fire in Elizabeth Vale earlier this morning. A 54-year-old man from the property has been taken to hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. The fire is not believed to be suspicious. Meanwhile, at least 22 people have been killed and 16 others injured in a building collapse in Morocco. A prosecutor in the city of Fez says two adjacent structures collapsed, one of them unoccupied and the other playing host to an akikah, a traditional Muslim celebration marking the birth of a child. A statement from the local authorities says eight families lived in the building where the celebration was taking place. The collapse is one of the worst in Morocco since the fall of a minaret in the historical northern city of Meknes, which killed 41 people in 2010. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the Cronulla riots. The riots were sparked when around 5,000 people flocked to the Sydney suburb, mobilised by thousands of text messages that were circulated promoting a so-called Aussie Pride rally. Clashes between opposing groups led to 26 injuries and 104 arrests, with nearly 300 charges laid and smaller riots breaking out in surrounding suburbs. Sutherland Shire Mayor Jack Boyd was 13 and living in Cronulla at the time, but says the community has come a long way since then.
Council's done a lot of work in trying to make sure that we support a lot of initiatives that make that really clear to people, whether it's through Harmony Week, Refugee Week. We partnered with a lot of multicultural organisations to really drive home that safety of access as well for surf education.
Archaeologists say they've identified the earliest known evidence of humans making fire. Archaeologist Nick Ashton from the British Museum says he and other researchers found an old clay pit for making bricks near the village of Barnham in the UK county of Suffolk, which dates back to around 400,000 years ago. Until now, the earliest known evidence of fire making was from around 50,000 years ago at a site in northern France. Mr. Ashton says this discovery is an exciting one and not just for its scientific value.
For me also, it's the more personal element that we can all relate to sitting around a campfire, telling stories, eating, drinking, those critical social bonds that create small societies, and the ability to take back something that we can imagine into deep time is incredibly exciting.
To sport, and the English Test cricket squad has attracted some unwanted attention for taking a four-day break in the holiday spot of Noosa, midway through their Ashes campaign in Australia. England are currently 2-0 down in the Ashes series, and the team has been criticised for not playing many competitive practice matches during the tour. Cricket commentator David Lloyd has told BBC Sport that if he was in charge, the team wouldn't be in Noosa and instead be in what he calls naughty boy nets. But Australia's wicketkeeper Alex Carey has told Radio 2GB he understands the need for a break.
It's a pretty big series, isn't it? And, you know, there's lots of time in between games. So for the Australian cricket team, we get to go home for a few days and be with the families. You know, for touring parties, you've got to find time to fill in those little windows.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.